Okay, good morning, Rabbi Sai. We'll start today, Be'ezer Hashem, the topic of Birkas Hamazon. So, really the order over here that we're going is the order of the Shulchan Aruch. So we start by speaking about Birkas Hamotzi, and then all the brachas that happen during the meal. Obviously, there's a lot of many halachas in between. Many of them are not nugiyah so much to us in today's day and age. Obviously, each one has something to do with it, but it's not like a really practical halacha. I'm going now to the next part, which is Birkas Hamazon. As today, we will discuss basically a preview to Birkas Hamazon, which is the discussion if Birkas Hamazon is a deraisa. If yes, to what extent? How detailed is that deraisa? And practical implications la halacha. What happens if it's a deraisa? How does it reflect us in our day to day life? So let's start on number one on the page, the Gemara in Brachas and Memchesam on base. The Gemara Brachas tells us, Tanu Rabbanan, Minayin Lebrikas Hamazon, Mina Taira. How do you know Mina Taira to do Brikas Hamazon? Shenemar, Verchalto Savata, Uverachto. Now, the Gemara here doesn't just say Verachto to do Brikas Hamazon. The Gemara now goes to give me the details of Brikas Hamazon. Uverachto Zubrikas Hazan. That's the first Brachas. Es Hashem Alekecho Zubrikas Hazimun. Interesting. Because Hazimun means Rabbi Sedevarach. Let's leave that aside for now. Ala Aretz Zubikas Haaretz Hatoyvo Zeben Brin Yerushalayim V'chen Hoi Me'ar Haaretz Zeben Asher Osan Loch Zatoyv Amitiv. So this Gemara tells us that not only the Birkas Hamazon Deraisa, but every one of the parts of Birkas Hamazon, the four brachas and the zimun, also Deraisa. And then the Gemara says, In the Ala Achor of the Fon of Minayin, you know before, Oma Kavachayim Kishu Savei Amivarech if when he's full, he does a bracha before, of course. Obviously, this part you already see that this not everything the Gemara tells us over here, we accepted it because we know the first bracha is a derabbanan. It's not a deraisa. It's the rabbi's decree. Okay, so we'll get back to that. But that's what the first part of the Gemara says. Rabbi Yoimer, ain't a tzorech has different drosha. V'achalta v'svato v'rachto zubrikas hazan. That's a different drasha. Right? So what he says? Basically, the two memories of the Gemara, one after each other, is do we have in one pasuk also the zimun and also the hatoyv ameiti? And according to Rabbi, no. This pasuk takes you over the three brachas, not the fourth bracha, because the zimun is learned somewhere else. The fourth bracha is the takanon derabanan that came on Yavne. Hatoyv ha-meitiv, that they are allowed to bury the mesim in Yavne. The aruge besa, which is not, won't go into the details now. But comes out to be the what? The at least, comes out from this Gemara, at least the first three brachas are deraisa. At least according to Rebbe, if not the fourth bracha, and because it's Zimun, the first three brachas you learn from the pasuk of Achalta v'savato v'rachto, es Hashem l'rekecho, Aloritz Hatuva. That teaches you have to have these three brachas. Okay? That's the Rambam that says La Alocha as well. If you look at the Rambam number two, we're going to see only the first line now. Mitzvah sase mina toira levorech achar achilas as mozoin shenemar veochalto vesovato v'reachta Hashem alakecho. So you have a brachas that said deraisa. Deraisa, you have to do brachas as well. Now, so seemingly, right now, the Gemara, at least the first three brachas of Birkas Hamazon are deraisa. Be deraisa, you have to say that. Let's see now the Gemara in Brachas, in number three in the page. Gemara Brachas of Tetzayin and Mudalf. The Gemara tells us like this. The Gemara says the concept that poyalim, people that work for the balabais, they can't just waste time by saying unnecessary Birkas Hamazon. So we condense the Birkas Hamazon. For example, one thing they don't do is a Tev HaMeitiv. Like Rabbi said, a Tev HaMeitiv is not there, right? So they don't say a Tev HaMeitiv. But the Gemara tells us the following. V'atanyo, ha-poyalim she-yoisi melochot z'valabais, they're working balabais, koyin kriyishwa, umispalin du kriyishwa, they daven, v'oichlin pison, they eat the bread, v'ein v'vachim for that, they can't do a bracha before, this Gemara always bracha before is there, but no? Avim v'vachim la-acharel, shtayim, they do bracha, after it was only two brachas. Keitzad, bracha rishayin o-kitikuna, first bracha as it's supposed to be. So he does only two brachas. One bracha is the way we do it. And the second one is a combination of the second bracha and the third bracha. Right? So right away, everybody, the Rishonim are bothered by, how can you say that? You just told me that the three brachas are d'oraisa. So how can I somehow skip on this third or second, or make a combination of second and third? What about I'm missing your one bracha? That's what the Rishonim are bothered by. So the Tosfos answers right away, number 4 on the page, right next to this Gemara. Says Tosfos, the Chayes Bekazoritz, Avagav dimidur raisoim. Right? It's a raiso. Yeshkoyach b'yad chachomim la'kor dov min ha-toyro hoi v'chudim l'chaz b'alabais. The chachomim have the ability to take away the raiso because there's a necessity for it. Interesting. A little hard to understand. But what's really bothering everybody by Tosfos is, so why you say to do two brachas? So do only one bracha. It could be, or it could be a Torah. So do one long bracha. Do like a little michiel. Why are you saying now to do two brachas? If it's not, if I could take it out anyway, take it out everything. I can't take it out. So that, what's this concept? So that's the problem here with Tosfos. If you look at the Kesem Mishnah, number 5, in the bottom, right below this, below Tosfos, Kesem Mishnah on the Rambam tells us, the Kosovo Tosfos bring the Tosfos, the Chosu Brikas Haaretz, you finish the Brikas Haaretz, says the Kesem Mishnah of Ein Tzoich L'zeh. I don't have to get to that. Why not? And here comes the big chiddush of Kesem Mishnah. Kesem Mishnah can do is the Beis, the Shulchan Aruch. So I'll tell you the pshat is very simple. She'ein minyan ha'bracho she'achar mazmozo min ha'toyro. The Torah didn't tell you to do three brachas. I think Mar told us before you have to do three brachas. As we'll see, it's a smachta. The Torah told you have to do brachas ha'mozo. How exactly you divide it? That's right there, Rabbanan. K'nirim de b'Ramban Zal, she'kadav de b'samuch. K'arabinu kosu se'ar mitzah shalo, he brings the Rambam. And mitzah yotez she'tzvonu levoch ha'achar ha'chilo. So just do brachas ha'mozo. V'lo yizkir minyan ha'brachas. He didn't tell you how many brachas. U'l'daisam zal nechkroi de maise b'gmor l'lamu k'brocha brocha ha'smachta be'almaninu. So the Kesem says, you have a mitzah d'oraisa to do brachas ha'mozo. Doesn't mean how many brachas you're going to do. Chazal, the ones who they establish, you do three, you do two, that's what they establish. You do a race, I don't have a thing to do three, I could do only one. I have to do a bracha. Which bracha? How? That Torah doesn't really tell you. How the Gemara tells you, it does tell you the Gemara is really talking about the Gemara is talking about the brachas that we have with, it's aspachta ba'am, how you divide it. But really, it's at the bottom. That's the Kesem Mishnah learns. So another way to understand it. So you see, for Tosfos, at least, Tosfos understood every single bracha of d'oraisa. That's why he asked, how can he take it out? He comes about to have the ability to take out d'oraisa. But according to the Kesem Mishnah, no, it's not d'oraisa.
Because you think by combining 2 and 3, you're covering all the d'oraisa brachas in some way.
Who, Tosfos or?
Tosfos.
Yeah.
Even without saying the Baruch Atah,
you're really taking away from the duress. That's what it says.
Yeah.
Why are Buddha did this way? Obviously, they somehow compensated for the fact that you're losing a bracha.
Right.
But it's still a problem. Yeah, according to Tosfos, you have your duressa, you're losing a duressa. Because Mishnah says, no, duressa is not to do three separate brachas. The Lechem Mishnah on the spot disagrees with the Kesem Mishnah. With the base Yosef. And he has here problems. Let's see what he says. V'rabi Yosef Tiret, number 6 over here. Dein tzorich lezeh, dein minyan ha'brocha sha'achal mozo min ha'toyer. The number is not in ha'toyer. Umay din afkalu b'gmora mikroi, I tell you, the more I bring sokim, he has smachta ba'am. V'kosta she'ken mash v'divir ha'bein uzal v'min ha'mitzis, she'kosta v'mitzah yutes levorcha ha'achilu lo yizkir min ha'brocha. He quotes the Kesem Mishnah. V'kosta she'lel dvor, he says, I have a problem with him. Why? So he asks a similar question that we had on Tosfos. So why do you have two brachas? Do only one bracha. The same way I skipped the first bracha, why do I have to do even two? Do only one, do the minimum amount. The person did not remember if he did because I wasn't or not. He has to repeat. Why? They're right, so you go back. He says, "Shechoyz uvorich kedat kazu rabbeinu b'soy perek zeh lama choyz uvorich hakol loay uvorich el because the zan lechuli deraisa only one brachas deraisa, not all then. V'ulayish etaz zedai to the kvan diyesh of a smachta b'kor tzu lachmir b'emtzas. Even though it's a derabanan, but because he was smachto, so they give him more of importance deraisa. Avelini yekidivatoyz zedai kol brachas min hatoyro Of course, that is a Torah, just the exact lashon, exact words of the bracha that are born or the ones established. But the fact that three separate brachas is a deraisa. That's how the Lechem Mishnah learns like the Tosis. Like the Tosis. Where will be another explanation of the Mogen Avraham? The Mogen Avraham number 7 over here. He says, Rashi did answer. Shekosav, Shebikas Aretz, Rabbeinu Shain, Doimus. They're similar. The fact that Torah tells you to do three brachas, each one will have his own separate bracha to Hashem, its own bracha. You can do one bracha. So what it says over here, he brings you a third answer. Rashi says you have three brachas deraisa. I mean three subjects of brachas deraisa, not three separate brachas. Chazal, the ones that established, you divide it, you put it together, Chazal understood that the first bracha needs to be a standalone, the second and third, you can connect it if you need to. But really, there's no need to do a separate bracha. So basically, there are three things there. Tosis learns, there are rights that there are three separate brachas. To come to say, we're putting oika deraisa. The Kesem Mishnah learns that the deraisa is you have to do something after, but doesn't say even how many brachas. And Rashi, the way the Mogen Avraham learns, is like a middle shita. You have three subjects, but not necessarily three brachas. Right? That's what comes out. So we have here right away, this obviously opens up things that Beis Hashem hopefully we'll get to. The person forgets because Amaz and goes back. To what extent? You see over here that at least one shita holds that every one of the three brachas is deraisa. No exception. We see the Kesem Mishnah is the other extreme. And Lech Mishnah asks, according to him, why do you go back for all three? You should go back for only one. Rashi says you have three subjects, so then that gives us a little bit more of understanding. Because you must speak about the three subjects. You don't have to do three brachas, you can do one bracha, but we don't have a bracha that includes these three, so therefore we divide it, unless you want to say Lamichia is the one, but it doesn't have all the Lashonis. So therefore, if you remiss, you have to go back to all three, because you have to repeat these three subjects, even though you don't have to do three brachas. Okay, so there's a different ways to say it. So even though we saw the Birkas Hamazon and the Araiso, but the details of Birkas Hamazon is debatable what it's the Araiso or not. Not so clear to what extent the details are the Araiso. Okay. So that was stage two. Now, we're going back, we have a Gemara. So now that we learned the Birkas Hamazon deraisa, again, the details are debatable. The question is, when are you chayav on a Birkas Hamazon deraisa? When is that? The Gemara in Brachas, the Mem Tes, and actually this is the exact same Gemara, is in Pesachim, the Mem Tes. Anybody who learns that Yemi just learned it recently. What did the Gemara say? Abaye, in one of the answers, when he brings a stira, contradiction, between the Gemara in Brachas and the Gemara in Pesachim, the Gemara in Brachas, Remei and Abiyudo are arguing what is the chiyuv of Birkas Hamazon, is it kazayis or kabeitza? And the Gemara Pesachim brings about chalekas when they have to go back to burn the chametz, is it kazayis or kabeitza? Remei and Abiyudo seem to contradict each other. So by its own contradiction, there's a difference between Birkas Hamazon and when we're talking about chametz and Pesach. What's it, or to burning kodesh? So Gemara says, what's the difference? Abaye amar lo elam lo teipuch ocha bekoi plege uchagis the pesukim. According to Remeir, v'achilo is v'achalto z'achilo. Sovata is drinking. V'achilo b'kazayis. What's the simple achilo? A kazayis. Habidu sova v'achalto sovata achilto sheyesh b'sviyo peizu kabeitzo. Has to be something that fills you up. Has to be a kabeitzo. And there also b'svara pliga. There the machlek is a svara regarding the burning of chametz. It needs to be a kazayis kabeitza, as the Gemara in Pesachim we just started as well. So what is the Gemara telling us over here? That you have over here in Machloikis, Remeir and Abiyudo, how do you dash in the Pasuk? Remeir says, V'achalto means kazayis. Abiyudo says, V'achalto v'savato, it means achkila shishvasviyo, which is kabeitza. So mashma over here in the Gemara, the when are you chavim because of Mazen, according to Remeir when you ate a kazayis, and according to Abiyudo when you ate a kabeitza. Look at the Gemara now in Brachas Daf Chavah on base number 9 on the page. The Gemara says the following. We'll skip the first three lines. We'll get back to that later. The Gemara says in the third line, Dorsha Aviro, Zimno Omel Shvedir Rav Ami, Zimno Omel Shvedir Rav Asi, Yeh Adrosho, Omu Malachi Ashores, Yifei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malachi Tor Hashem, Ribayim Shiloh Elam Kosebus Oroscho Esso, Asher Lo Yisaponi Vleik Ashoichat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have favorism. There's no bribery by Hashem. It does say that you do favor Am Yisrael. Hashem will turn your face to you, meaning will favor you. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu does favor Am Yisrael more than the other nations. How does that work with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rule that he doesn't have favorism? Says the Gemara, Omer Lehem V'chiloye, Saporim Leisrael, how could I not favor Am Yisrael? Shekasavti Lehem B'Torah, I wrote in the Torah, V'ochalto, V'sovato, U'verachto, Hashem Elokecho. I wrote in the Torah that they should eat, and have svio, and do a benching. V'emidaktikim, Al-Atzvom, Al-Kazayis, Al-Kabetzo. Meaning, as Rash explains there, meaning you're supposed to be the when do you do Brikas HaMazon only when you're fully saturated, you are full. You are 100% Saveya. That's when you do Brikas HaMazon. But they are machmi on themselves, they are more stringent to require a kabetz or kazais, which midiraisa you don't need to. So this Gemara seems to say that what? The midiraisa, I don't have a chiyuv Brikas HaMazon unless I ate kidney svia till you're fully saturated. But if you're not, you don't have even for kazayis or kabetza. And the Gemara earlier, Daf Mem Tes, the one we said it has in Psachim as well, tells us kazayis or kabetza. So the Tais over here says, what does Tais tell us? Says Tais says, share the screen. So Tais is the following. So Tais is number 10. That's the taste on brachas of memtes. Says Taisus, "Voimeri dehani kroi asmachta be'almaninu." That's not a real pasuk that tells you have to eat kazayis or kabetzo. To be deraisa bein tzviya gemuro, you have to be fully saturated. Kedar peg mishemesa v'chiloisa ponin liyisrael v'chiamrin asam chenam asam benivarech lovi. That's the first part of the gemara which we skipped. Look at man daokas shiur derabanan pirshas shekazayis or kabetzo void the kazayis kabetzo deraisa is a shiur derabanan. Since there is no midiraisa, you have to be saveya. Hi, they say over here the gemara of achalta v'sovato has to be svio, has to be achilo. That's a smachta be'alma. It's not a real deraisa. That's what he's learned, meaning that midiraisa you need to have a person has to be 100% full to have brikas hamazon. If you eat something small, you don't do brikas hamazon. The reason why we're machre, because Isaac Kabetz Machlekes of Mary Rabbi Yehuda, what do you do? Is it there? But that's the Torah puts together these two Gemaras. If you go back to the Rambam in number 2 that we read before, the Rambam, if you look over here again, Aloch, what Aloch? We start with Aloch Aleph, tells us, they're going to do a brach. And then he says in the third line, Ve'inu chayimina toiro elayim ked saveya, or sova, till he's filled up. Shema ve'chal tesato ve'achto. So the Rambam clearly learns like Tosis. The midiraisa, you have to do brocha because the mazon only when you're full. But now that you're not full, kazais and kabetz is only in the derabanan. Look now at the mordche, number 11 on the page. The mordche over here brings an opinion that argues in this. Says the Mordechai brings, he starts at beginning number 11. He brings the Rabbeinu Tam, the Chiket HaMayim, the Rambam, because Kazayis Kabetz Midera Bonon, Ukroya Swacht Asmachterinu, and he brings the Rai, he brings our Gemara, then he says Kedei Sviyo, etc. Now says the, go to the light, to the end, three lines from the bottom. V'avili Yezer Mimitz, Pirish, I think it's Sefer HaYosher, the kazayis v'kabeitzo deraiso. It's a deraiso. V'agibur shvedakti v'doshu kazayis kabeitzo shu deraiso. When it says something more in Daf Chof, Akshmogu says, "Ah, Am Yisrael is so special. You know why I favor them? Because they do more than they're required to. They're not supposed to do because someone until they're full, and they do because someone is kazayis kabeitzo." So Taisus the Rambam learns it means with derabanan. Deraiso, you don't have to do it. Rav Lazar Mitz tells us that the what they do is that they go dasha. They don't. If you would read the pasuk simply, you understand it means when you fall. For Rabbanu Kate to dash it in and tell us what the pasuk really means, and you do much more lechumah than what the simple understand the pasuk is. But that's it's still the raisa. So he learns about those meats that he needs kazayitz and he needs kabeitza is a deraisa. So now that we have it out, now that we know it's deraisa, because it wasn't, when is deraisa? Is it only when you're full? Or is it only when, even when you ate a kazayitz and kabeitza? Now this brings a big nafkamina. And the nafkaminas are, when I'm talking about someone who does a bracha for somebody else. So let's take the simple scenario. You have one who ate less of Kedei Sviya. He ate only a piece of bread. And you have somebody who ate full. So the Chori would say, one second, the one who ate Kedei Kazais, he is only the Rabbanan. The one who ate a full meal and is full is the Raisa. So is it the Rabbanan and Moitzia the Raisa? Tanya is already referred to. Let's jump back to the Gemara and Brachas Edav Chofa with base number 9. And the Gemara tells us in the beginning, the first lines over here, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, "V'tabach kotor barchiyuv is kotor es mechuyuv no." Elo achav aski go chalcha shiru derabanan dosi derabanan mafik derabanan. The Gemara says over there, how does a child can do brikas samanza for his father? So the Gemara, I'll tell you how. If the child is mechuyuv derabanan, the father ate less than kashir. According to Tosfos, what does that mean? Less than kedei sviya. He's not full. He ate only kazayis. So he's chayav on derabanan. So the kotor is derabanan can be moitzi the gadol's derabanan. That's one of the rayas of Taisa. You see, there's a sheer derabanan. Could there blessed be meats? What's derabanan? Less than kazayis? Maybe. That's what you have to say. But you see, over here, this katsav, it's a derabanan, derabanan. It's a chiv derabanan. So how can it be the one who's eating less kedei sviya is going to be moitzi to somebody else? Just imagine that scenario. You have two people sitting in a meal. He's like, can you bench? He says, I'm sorry, I'm not full. Can't bench? I ate. Well, you want to give me more food? I need more food, but right now I'm not full. Right? That's what comes out. So let's go see how this works.
It would always be different. We didn't have the rule. Every meal, you'd be sitting there analyzing, am I full? Am I not full?
Yeah. Is it the right? Is it the one, right?
Yeah, you'd always be thinking.
So we'll see that really there is a practical scenario that happens. Let's see. The Gemara tells us that we're going out to number 12. Number 12 is in the left side of the page. The Gemara broke us down in Ches. The Gemara says the following. The Gemara there brings a story, the Yanai Melech, anybody who learned the daf today, we had another story with a king and a queen discussing things. And the Gemara increases, that's Yanai Melech. The Gemara brings another story with Yanai Melech. Yanai Melech sits with the queen, and he killed all the Chachovim Yanai. So he had nobody to do because it wasn't for them. So he tells the queen, who should do for us because it wasn't? We're stuck. He said, listen, I'm going to bring you, I saved one, I think if I remember correctly, it was her brother-in-law, so, or her brother, whatever, some family. She said, I saved one person, but you have to promise if I bring him, you don't kill him. He says, I promise. So his name was Shimon Mechetach. So they bring Shimon Mechetach, and Shimon Mechetach says, okay, what do you want from me? They put him, they give him chashivas, give him covet. They sit him between the queen, king and the queen, and they told him, do for us a bracha. So here comes he made a little fun of them. So the Gemara says the following. Yohav Ulei, look at the end of the first line. Yavli Kasser Bruch, they gave me a kois to do a bracha. Amar Eichi Yavarich, how should I say a bracha? Baruch Shachal Yonai V'chaveiro Mishaloi? I didn't eat. I'm going to do a bracha for you? Shat Yelahu Kasser. So they gave him a cup, so he drank that cup. So they gave him a cup of wine. He said, well, I can't do a bracha yet. I can't do because I'm Muslim. I'm not part of the Seudah. I'm going to drink now this cup of wine and join the Seudah. So he drinks a cup of wine. So Yavu Lei Kasser Achina. They give him another cup. Ubarich ate a bracha. So he joined the Seuda by drinking a cup of wine. Now he's part of the Seuda. So now he did it because I'm Muslim. Or I listed a Zima. I'm going to have Abba Breda of Chiabar Abba. Shirim and Shetach Dovad Legarmi Udovad. What he did was for himself. Else he didn't do right. He did it Lishitasa, but we disagree with his halacha. To Hakam Abba 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 Yechanan Lo'oilam and you might see Yisaram Yechavosam. He can't do a zimu to others, can't do because one for others. Actually, yoichal kazayis dog. He has to eat kazayis. If he just drinks wine, he doesn't join the zimun. He's not able to moitzi others. He has to eat a kazayis. Right? That's what it says about the story.
Does kazayis have to be bread? Or can it be
bread. Because it's dogon. You ask what about mezaynis? Let's leave that aside for now. It's another discussion. That's just bread. Dogon. Now, it says over here, kazayis. So he says, if you would eat kazayis, you might see everybody else. One second, kazayis is only there about him. How's it might see everybody else? So it says Rashi over here, number 13 in the page, bottom of the page. It says Rashi, I'll tell you how. Rashi says over here, David ain't the Moedilla, nobody agrees to him. Why? Actually, Kazai's Dogon. If he didn't Kazai's, he's Moedilla to everybody else. Avagav the Kazai's Dogon, sure, they're a Barano. Even though it's only there a Barano. Kedobi, Misha Mesoi, like we learned earlier. Miu Kavon, the Mechayim, there a Barano. He's Chayim, there a Barano. Mechuyo, Bedovar, Karin, and Bey, Umotirab, the Chavasa. Even if you're a Barano, it's fine. You're part of the system. You could do it because someone else. Says Rashi, what's that? But didn't we just learn a second ago? We just learned the Gemara about a child. He cannot be moitzi others because he's chayav only derabanan. So says Rashi, being toyer bekotet shigir lechinuch halor yamarachi. A child is chayav derabanan. He can't be moitzi others. Says the Gemara. Says Rashi, who a film derabanan lamechay? He's not chayav derabanan. Da'alei da'avu deram lechinuchi. The chayav is not in him. The chayav is on his father. This opens a big debate. When I have a mitzvah of chinuch for a child to, is it a mitzvah on him or on his father? Rashi learns a mitzvah on the father. The son, the child doesn't have any obligation. So the father needs to educate him, so the father needs to tell him to do things. The child has nothing. That's what Rashi learns. Many other Rishonim disagree with Rashi. Here in the sukkah, they learn no. Rabbanan, because of the chinuch, would be mainly became obligation on each child. But Rashi holds it's not a chiyuv on the child. It's Rashi. He's a mechuyuv. Therefore, he can't be moitzi others. But if a regular person who's chayv derabanan, chayv derabanan is good enough to be moitzi chayv derabanan. That's a Rashi learns. Chayv derabanan can be moitzi chayv derabanan. That's the Rashi. Comes the Tosfos on the spot. So first of all, Tosfos starts. Rashi also quotes it. Rashi just brought in the Tosfos because it fits better on the page over here. First of all, we have another shita. Shita is a behag. The Be'ag argues on Rashi and on Tosfos and many other Rishonim. He says like this: Be'ag Pirish number 14. Te'echot shalom kazais eino yochol loitzi achem shochol kedei svio. Says the Be'ag, I disagree. If someone ate only a kazais, he cannot be moitzi the one who ate until he's full. Why? Dilo yasi derabbanan upoite deraisa. Derabbanan is not moitzi deraisa, says the Be'ag. Yunasuda. When he has a small piece of bread, he can't do a zimur for the others. Aval, kishelo yochlu gam achim, rak kazayis. But if they both eat only kazayis, then point to oysom. That's what he says. That's the behak. Says toiz v'loi, da'asabchina udu de'yana v'chaveruv. Look at the story of the yana. V'yam ochlu kadei svio. V'afil ha'achi kachazin and dekapato shir b'shetach. You see, it does work just because you drink wine, but if you drink eat kazay, it would be fine. Ela niri l'chalik, says toiz, the kota sheinu b'achiyuv klal d'raiso. A kotel cannot become deraisa ever. Even if he eats a full meal. Therefore, he has no chiyuv. He has the ability to become a chiyuv by eating a full meal. He didn't eat a full meal. He's mechuyev b'davar. K'da'amrinim b'roshana kol ha'brokha l'bi sheyotza moitzi. As we know, because of mitzvahs, a person did kiya shofar. Can he now do a brok for somebody else? Yes. Chutz because of b'yis hayayin, except because of nanim. V'ayinu tad is the reason to call Yisrael a-ravim zebazeh. We are responsible for each other. So I can do a brok for you, even though I'm not mechuyev. V'hu adid says today is b'yis hamozim. Have a be sheyotz or moitzi in the brishes. One can be moitzi others. Hi, so why do you have to eat kazais? So don't eat anything. It says to eat kazais dog and it's like el sheyuchal loy ma shachalnu mishaloi. The only reason I have to have kazais is they able to say achalnu. I didn't eat. The minimum amount to be considered to be eating is eating kazais. Oh, now I ate. I'm not mechuyev deraisa to do a bedsheet, but I could say shachalnu mishaloi because I did eat. So here says today is very something very. This is where the Bechlekes is. The Be'ag, which is the one extreme, he learns the only way to be moitzi, someone can be moitzi his friend, is only if they both ate. That's the shachal mishloi works. I'm moitzi myself, I can be moitzi you as well. But if I'm not moitzi myself, I cannot be moitzi you. Hi, kol brachas yotzo moitzi. Chura Be'ag learned that's only because of mitzvahs. Not a bracha of because of mazit. So he can't be moitzi. The Achrayim explain, there's a whole cheshbon in the Achrayim, the Tzlach says over here, to me, Be'ag learns that is, I think they're a bonum, that they can't be moitzi. Okay. But the Maisa comes out, you can be Moitzi somebody else. Toysa says you could be Moitzi. Why? Kol HaBrach is Yatza Moitzi. Even though I'm man Mechuyov, in fact, I have the ability to get there, I can be Moitzi. A Kata cannot be Moitzi because a Kata has no Shaivas to it. He will never be Mechuyov de Raisa. Mashiach can hear that you are a Shaiches. So then the din is the what? You could be Moitzi. The only reason I have the Ikazai is to be able to be Shaiches to that. Rashi is a little bit in the middle. Rashi also agrees with Tosis that one who is the Rabbanu can be Moitzi. The way Rashi says it, remember, Rashi says, Chiyuv de Rabbanu is a Chiyuv. Chiyuv de Rabbanu is good enough. This is to be Chiyuv de Raisa. Chiyuv de Rabbanu is good enough. A Kata is not even Chiyuv de Rabbanu. It looks a little different than Tosis. Rashi Tosis agrees, Chiyuv de Rabbanu is not a Chiyuv, but I'm not saying because of the Chiyuv. I'm Yoitzi here because of the Arvus, because of the responsibility that one has to another. By the way, it's a side point, just to mention it, that we have a Tosis in Megillah and other places. In Megillah, we find that a katan, right? Can a katan be moitzi? In Megillah, and the Gemara says no. So the question is why not? So Tosis there says another aspect of this. Tosis explains that there's two subjects. There's something called trei derabanan. What's a trei derabanan? The katan is not obligated to do the mitzvah only if it's derabanan. And secondly, the mitzvah is derabanan. A gadol, he's obligated to do the mitzvah because it's a bit because of the reisa. I mean, the reisa, he's obligated to do all the mitzvahs. But this mitzvah is a mitzvah derabanan. This connects to this in one way. Meaning what? The way I always explain it. There is your citizenship card. Who gave you citizenship? Are you a citizen? Or are you only a resident? So if you're the reisa, you're a citizen. You belong here. Now, some things come with the rights, some things come with the rabbanan. How you apply them, that comes after you become a citizen. Then there's people that are residents, they're not citizens, like a katan. Then you have a chiyuv of the rights of the rabbanan. So he says, if you're a resident, which is the rabbanan, and your mitzvah is the rabbanan, then you're less of somebody who's a citizen and his mitzvah is the rabbanan. That's what he says over there. This applies to here as well, because Rashi says, the katan really doesn't have any chiyuv here. Right? There's not chiyuv. If you're mechuyev d'rabbanan, you're mechuyev d'rabbanan. You are obligated. Rashi could say, I'm part of the whole system. But I have chiyuv d'rabbanan, chiyuv d'raisa, we still belong to the same system. A katan is a whole different system. It doesn't belong over here. Okay. So that's like a side point, just to clarify. Maybe we'll get back to that later. When we get to the next, we're going to speak about a woman in Brikas HaMazon. Maybe we'll get back to this point. In any case, so what we see over here right now is that this is the... So even here, that we have a concept of deraisa because of us, and when you have deraisa, what shear? And if you don't have it in a shear, there's a certain shear. How can someone who denied the shear be more than someone who did eat the full shear deraisa? According to Rav Lazar, he can't. According to Rashi, he could. Either because derabon is considered to be mechuyov, or because arvus biyotza mitzvah, like Tosis says. One last point regarding how this applies, then we'll see how the halacha lemaisa comes. Remember, going back, if you learn that Kazai Zekabet is the Raisa, how do you learn that? Because the Gemara in Brachas Mekhtes said, that according to our Meir, Velchalto means eating, which is Kazai. Vesavata means drinking. Rabbi says, no, Velchalto is Savata, Achilu Shesh Basviya, which is Kabet. We pass Kalak Rameir, so Velchalto means Kazai, that's what we call Kazai. Vesavata means to drink. If you learn that way, don't you have to drink in order to be moitzi? Says vochata v'savata, eat and drink. That's what according to Moshe means. It's all deraiso. Even not if you learn that way, it has to be drinking. Look at the Mordechai number 15, left side of the page. Says the Mordechai, he brings the Moshe meets. Acha the kaimel ki amer doma kazais deraiso. Ki the pasuk rova lechasev ki kaimelan v'savata zeshtia. So we all to be saturated includes the drink. So he's not mechuyev unless he drinks. So you need to drink. We don't force you to drink. Someone who ate it did not drink or didn't have to drink. So again, he holds that the whole chiyuv is the raisa of kazais and kabetzah. That's what he holds. That's the only way he can avoid the others. He also adds another addition to that. You have to also drink. Paladic thing. So he says you have to also drink. So now with that, let's go down to the Shulchan Aruch.
So he says Bisavata Shtia, so then he's learning two things from Bisavata?
No. The Ochalta Zachilo. That's the Gemara in Brachas Mitzvos, number 8. Chalda Zachilo, which is Kazais, Savata is Shtia.
Okay, but so Yamashahu, like what?
Yeah, according to him, it's Kazais. Oh, how much is the drink?
Right.
It doesn't say. Doesn't say how much the drink is. Maybe it has to be a revis. He doesn't say over here.
He doesn't
say.
We just apply normal
shiur. No, I'm sure. Like we have a chalda, that's the minimum achilah, so you have a minimum shtia.
Right.
Maybe it's a little lugum. I don't know. I don't know if he apply if Lazar Mitz will put that into account. I'm not sure. It's a good question. The Shulchan Aruch number 16 says the following: Chaveirim shachlu keichot, friends eating together. Some ate a full meal, they're saturated. Some ate only kazais. If they all know how to bench, mitzvah, the one who ate full, he should be the one doing the bracha. That's best. Not all of them know how to do a bracha. If they don't know, so then the one with kazais can be boitzi the others. Meaning, the Shulchan Aruch starts with lozer mitz. You want to be yoitzi all the shittas in the Mishraim. So the one who should bench is the one who is, he ate kedei sviyo.
All that comes up that the person who's going to most of you is the only one who has to bench.
Right.
Everybody else can just be quiet.
Right. Oh, very good point. That's a good point. So the Bishayisef says this point. I don't want to go into it today, but it's an important point. All we're talking about over here is if one does a bikavos for everybody else. He's benching. Everybody else is listening. But if everybody's benching for themselves, the only thing they're doing together is a brayis and nevarich. So the Bishayisef, there is no problem. A brayis and nevarich means we're all together. We join together the bracha. And each one benches on his own. So that's why today, and my lachal ma'is doesn't really apply so much. Unless you have somebody doing a bench for everybody else. As the Shulchan Aruch says, if they did it, if they don't know how to barach, so Mishra Kazai is Yochel Atziz Kulav, Shachel Kedei Sviyo. That's what he says. Okay, so you're right, that's a good point. But the Maisa, you see over here, the Shulchan Aruch goes with both. You start with Lozer Mitz, try to have the one benching, the one who is, he ate Kedei Sviyo. Then once, if you don't, so we'd be so Yochel Rasha Bin Utam, that you could do even Kazai. Says the Ramo, Yes, Oimrim, now we're going with the laws of means. Yes, Oimrim, Shein Ochalavach Doraiso, Im Loi Shasav Usav Lish. It has to be thirsty and wanting to drink. It has to be both. V'toiv Li Zor Lechatchil, should be careful, and Miktas V'Shasu, Miktas V'Loi Shasu, Shivach V'Shasa. That even, that you should be careful, the one who's benching should be the one to drink. Say also, even though we know that one does we have everybody that benches on his own, but Lechur is better. The one who does break as a mazen, the zimun should be the one who ate a full meal, drank, and he has the chiyuv derais, even according to those limits. That comes out one halacha. The other halacha I want to do over here is number 17, which we're going to end with the how the Gemara spoke about a katan. Katan chayim mide rabbanon kedei lechanchoy. He has a chiyuv. You see the losh is alak Rashi. It's chayim mide rabbanon. Not the father's chayim. The child is chayim. Vahi de ben mevorech lo'avi, how the son is mevorech to his father. The father did not eat kedisviyo. She's chivum derabanan. The son is only derabanan. Derabanan is moitzi derabanan. You can do that, but if you ate kedisviyo, you can't because it's a derabanan moitzi deraiso. And even though he's not saying like Rashi, it does fit very much. But Tosis, this is what we learned over here regarding this concept. So we come out like this. This will end. Chivum bekasavazen is deraiso. The details of it's three brachas or two or not three brachas or it's three subjects, that's a big machlokes b'shoyin. Second, then we have another discussion is how much you b'chuyah. Does it have to be kedei sviya or kazayis kabeitza? What is the chiyuv d'oraisa? Nafkamina will be if you have only a chiyuv d'rabban, it can be more, it's a chiyuv d'oraisa or not. Right? How does that work? Rosam Mitz holds is the rice. That's what you want. The only way you can be moitz is only the rice. If you have the rabbani, now moitz. According to Rashi and Taisis, the rabbani is moitz the rice. This is the point down. We take a Rosam Mitz and the Shulchan Aruch to two edges. Because according to Rosam Mitz, the rabbani of the rice is a chiyuv the rice. kazais. But if you hold the kazais is not a deraisa, and you also hold that the rabbon is not mitzi deraisa, that's when you get to the problem. Now the kavod wasn't mitz. So we'll stop over here. Beis Hashem, we will continue. Next week we'll be off, but we'll continue the week after that. Beis Hashem.